The Combine is over and the 2025 NFL Draft is almost upon us.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams. The Carolina Panthers select Bryce Young.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select Trevor Lawrence.
The Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow.
Let's find out whose stock is falling and whose stock is rising.
Jackpot, baby!
And now it's time for the Zach Gelb Show to give you an inside look at some of the biggest draft prospects in this edition of Prospect Profile.
All righty, we are 14 days away from the NFL Draft getting started in Green Bay, Wisconsin. First round coverage on Thursday, second and third round coverage on Friday, and then the draft will wrap up on Saturday. Jalen Lane had a very good career at Middle Tennessee State and also Virginia Tech, and now he's awaiting to hear where his name's going to be called in the draft. Had the third fastest, was tied for the third fastest 40 time for a wide receiver at the Combine. And he's kind enough to join us right now. Jalen, appreciate the time. Thanks so much for doing this. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
Well, I'm fantastic. So I always love to hear about people's journey. You know, I was familiar with you when you were at Virginia Tech. I talked to your head football coach before the start of the season about you. But tell me what Jalen Lane was like at Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, man. I feel like I've been the same kind of guy. You know, I'm just a hard worker, put your head down and go. You know, coming into Middle Tennessee, though, I was a lot smaller than I am now. So kind of where I built that, you know, love for the weight room, that work ethic, and, you know, grew and, you know, became the player I am today.
You know, I always love the story where someone gets overlooked. You know, I went to a smaller school. I went to Temple University, and I saw a lot of guys like Hassan Reddick was a walk-on, mm-hmm. and he's gone on to be a first-round pick and have some good seasons in the NFL. For you, why was Middle Tennessee the original landing spot and it wasn't some big-time school?
Yeah, like I said, I was probably – coming out of high school, I might have been 160 soaking wet.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't that big, but, you know, I was a fast guy, twitchy, get the ball in my hands, go to work. And, you know, Middle Tennessee came along later in my senior year. You know, I loved the coaching staff that was there at the time, and, you know, I decided to go there.
Even with you being smaller, like you mentioned, when you were in high school, were you like a big deal in high school, or did it take a while for you to make the varsity?
I played varsity, like, starting in 10th grade, I played varsity, and then, you know, through senior year. But, you know, it definitely took me a minute to come into, you know, my own with, like, speed and being able to, you know, like, my senior year I had 1,600 yards, but before that, I might have had 500 my junior year. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I definitely took a leap my senior year.
Jalen Lane here with us. So how'd you wind up at Virginia Tech?
Yeah, like, you know, I entered the portal and I wanted to, you know, go somewhere where, you know, I could see myself, you know, being a good fit and, you know, being in a good atmosphere, things like that. And, you know, Virginia Tech, in my opinion, they got the best fans in the country. So, you know, everything just kind of aligned and, you know, I decided to go there and, you know, just try to further my career.
How much more do you still feel like, Jalen Lane, that you have to prove with the up and down, right, statistical college career that you had?
I mean, I'd say, you know, yeah, stats don't mean everything in my opinion, but, you know, I definitely feel like I got a lot to prove. You know, coming in through this draft process, I feel like I've been a guy with not a lot of expectation because of my, you know, statistical stuff the past two seasons, but, you know, I feel like I've been turning heads at the Senior Bowl, the Combine, and, you know, I plan to do that once I get to a team as well.
If you get into my building, right, let's say if I'm an NFL general manager, what type of player do you feel like Jalen Lane could be at the next level in the NFL?
Yeah, I feel like I could be an impact guy from day one on offense and special teams. I'm very versatile, play inside, outside of my career, punt return, kick return stuff. So, you know, I feel like I can make a huge impact on any team.
Now, I think I know the answer to this, but I'm not 1,000% sure. Jalen Lane, what's your favorite play looking back at your college career?
Favorite play? I got a couple. Wait, just from this past season, punt return touchdown versus Marshall was up there for sure.
That was the one. It's unbelievable because you were just going through everyone in that play. And even when the guys were trying to, like, crunch on down on you and tackle you, it's like you just found the perfect opening to just go, what, the 50, 58 yards, whatever it was, to get into the end zone. And when you got into the end zone, you knew it was an awesome play because you just let out this scream, and you could tell that there was a lot of elation in that moment. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely one of my best plays. Just, you know, it was a risky catch. You know, a lot of guys are afraid of catching that, but, you know, I decided to return it, and, you know, luckily, I made a play and, you know, got in the box. So, you know, it was just one of those plays, you know, it's a lot of passion. You know, you got a lot of passion for the game, and it kind of came out right there.
Did you always know that you were fast when you were younger?
I mean, yeah, you know, I was always, you know, even when I played baseball as a kid, I was always batting first so I could, you know, get on base and steal. So, you know, I've always been a faster guy. You know, I've been small, so if I'm going to be little, I got to be fast.
Yeah, and we know, hey, speed kills, and it's one thing to be fast as a wide receiver, but, you know, if you could be a third, fourth-round pick, you know, having that return ability on special teams, that's got to be a big selling point to a lot of teams as well if maybe they're on the fence on drafting you.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That's, you know, every meeting I've had throughout this process, I've had meetings about special teams as well. So, you know, I feel like, you know, the team see – that I can bring that to the table, and I plan on doing so.
So we know the game is three phases. We know it's a special mentality to be a wide receiver, but there's a different mindset on special teams. What is your special teams mindset? Just curious.
You know, I treat special teams just as important as offense, in my opinion. You know, you can change the game at special teams. You know, I've done it in, throughout my career, just, you know, one big return, or even at gunner or something, you know, one forced fumble, one muff punt can change a game. So, I take pride in what I do on special teams. So I'm excited for it.
Would you rather catch a 60-yard touchdown or have a 60-yard punt return for a touchdown?
It depends on how I caught the touchdown. If I was wide open, I'd take the punt return. But if it's like I caught it short, made 11 guys miss and scored, I might take the receiving touch. It just depends on how it looks.
Love that. Jalen Lane here with us. What type of football fan were you growing up as a kid?
So I grew up just being around football because my pops is a high school football coach. And he kind of, I say he brainwashed me into liking the Steelers. But just in that Hines Ward, Troy Polamalu, Jerome Bettis era of Pittsburgh. So that's when I was like really like watching football as a kid. So I fell in love with Pittsburgh. And yeah, I mean, I'd say I'm still a fan today, but I'm going to be a fan whoever called my phone in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it could change real quickly. You could be a Steeler fan today. The Ravens call you. Forget about the terrible towels. You become a Ravens fan, right?
Oh, for sure.
You mentioned Hines Ward. He was such a tough football player. To me, he should be a Hall of Famer. He was a tremendous wide receiver, but the first thing I think about was his toughness and his blocking. What did you love so much about Hines Ward that maybe drew you to him when you were growing up as a kid?
Yeah, I just say his playmaking ability and that toughness you talk about. You know, I feel like I play with a certain level of toughness as well, just even, you know, with and without the ball in my hands. So, you know, I feel like, you know, me watching him, he's really why I wanted to play receiver. If, you know, being honest, just, you know, watching him as a kid, just helped me develop that love for the game and to play receiver. So.
How about the wide receivers in the league now? Who are some that really pique your interest, Jalen Lane?
Yeah, my top two, I've said this, I'm going to stand on this, Amon-Ra and Scary Terry. Those are my favorite two. Just, you know, guys kind of similar build to me, but, you know, their contested catchability, route running, all that is elite work. So, you know, I love watching those guys.
Now, I know that you enjoy watching them two the most. Do you think those two are the best wide receivers in the NFL, or is that a different conversation for you?
No, I already said it. I said top three, in my opinion. I'm going Jettis, Terry, Amon-Ra, no specific order.
Gotcha.
Top three guys I like watching.
I could tell you maybe got some blowback by the way you said that. Sure. Where's Jamar Chase? What is this guy? Yeah. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm going to stand on
it. Well, welcome to the NFL. You say one thing and it goes all over the internet. You know, it's a fun world that we live in. Jalen Lane here with us for a few more moments. So how is this for you right now? You know, there's so much of it that it's out of your control. There's 2 weeks left. There's very little that you could do. You're going to get thrown under a microscope, analyzed every way possible. With it now being 2 weeks away from the draft starting, just with this being such a life-changing moment for you, what are the emotions right now?
I mean, it's a lot of anticipation. You know, I'm really just trying to live in the moment right now, though. You know, it's been a blessing to be a part of this process and, you know, to go to the Senior Bowl, go to the Combine, and, you know, be able to showcase my talents at these great events. So I'm just, you know, I've done all I can do at this point. You know, they've done my meetings, done, you know, everything at the Combine, Senior Bowl, all that. So now I'm just, you know, just enjoying time with family, you know, and this little bit of downtime I get, because I know once I get that phone call, we back rolling. So, you know, just living in the moment.
Who were some of the biggest meetings that you were like, okay, this went really well, I feel good about it?
Honestly, I don't know, because between the Senior Bowl, the Combine, and then even like Zooms and stuff I've done, I can't say I've had a bad meeting. You know, I feel like all my meetings were really well. A lot of teams talk highly of me. So, you know, I have no clue what's going to happen or who's going to call my phone.
Have you met with the Steelers?
Yeah, I have. I met with them at both the Combine and the Senior Bowl. So
now, you growing up as a Steeler fan, right? I'm sure you like Mike Tomlin. That had to be pretty neat getting a chance to meet the Steeler brass.
So, Mike Tomlin, he's one of the few head coaches that came to the Senior Bowl. Yeah, he was there night one. I went with him, shook his hand. It was a kind of a surreal moment, I'm not going to lie. It was pretty cool.
What was that like for you? I know you had the third fastest wide receiver time at the Combine. Obviously, you knew you were going to run a heck of a time, but that must have been pretty cool when you got a chance to step back and reflect on it, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, it's a long time training just to, you know, run fast for 4 seconds. That's what they say. So, yeah, like after I ran the 4.3, I heard my family in the stands and they were going crazy. So it was just like I could take a deep breath after I ran that. But also I was like, all right, I'm not done. I still got to run routes, do all this and that. So it was definitely a cool experience.
It's a lot of pressure because I'm not the biggest fan of the Combine. I understand the importance of it. I think the meetings are more important and the teams getting to know you. But, like, your tape is what the tape is. You've been in college for 4 or 5 mm-hmm. years, and it's like, okay, this 140 time could make or break my draft profile. It's really wild of a process.
Yeah, for sure. Especially, like I said at the beginning, you know, I was a guy coming in. I don't think I had that many expectations, you know. So, you know, me being able to pop that 4.3 and, you know, have a good vert and all that, and be able to showcase my athleticism, I feel like I turned some heads and, you know, made some guys look at my film a little bit. More analyzed, like, all right, this guy can play. So,
well, obviously, right, football was a big influence in your life growing up. You said your dad was a high school coach. Just how about that relationship? I know he's your dad, but also him being a high school coach, had to be some neat experiences, right?
Oh, yeah. My dad, that's my dog, man. He's my, you know, him, my mom, my fiance, they're my number one fans. You know, going through high school with him, he was definitely – hardest coach I ever had on me. You know, he made sure that nothing was handed to me. You know, I had to earn everything I got because he knew that it was going to be easy for people to say, you just getting it because your dad's a head coach or this and that. But, you know, if I'm the best player on the team and I prove it, and, you know, they can't say anything. So, you know, he just kind of instilled that mindset in me. And but now he done took his coach hat off, put his dad hat on. He can do no wrong in his eyes almost now. His support is amazing.
When did you realize in life, hey, you don't just like football, but you also love it, and you realize, okay, I have a chance at going to the NFL one day?
I'd say I found the love for the game really young, but, you know, obviously every kid dreams of going to the league, but it's like once you, like, get to that level, like, all right, this is like, I'm actually pretty good. Probably, like, my senior year of high school is when, you know, had 30 touchdowns, 1,600 yards. I'm like, all right, I'm pretty good. Like, you know, I obviously been working hard. I loved the game since I was a kid, but now it's like, all right, you can seriously make it. You just got to keep working. So,
there's always these moments. Was this just a stupid, good high school game that you had where it's like 300 yards and like 3 touchdowns? Is there one that jumps out to you like that?
Yeah, I had 4 touchdowns, 287 yards, and I got hurt in the third quarter. So.
are you upset when you get hurt? It's like you did everything that you could do, but if you would have been able to play the fourth quarter, who knows what you could have done?
Yeah, I know, exactly. You know, it was just one of the things. You know, I just tweaked my ankle a little bit, but it was one of them games like, yeah, you know, just keep going, you know.
For people that doubt you, whether they say, oh, you're too small, or oh, the numbers weren't what they should have been in college, what do you say to people that doubt you and why they should start to believe in Jalen Lane?
Oh man, I don't even listen to it. You can say, I try to black out any noise, good and bad, because I know they're flipping me quick. So, one thing that rings in my head is my dad always saying, never let another man put a lid on you. Just meaning, I'm the sky is not even the limit for me. I can go farther than the sky if I wanted to, so just keeping that mindset just helps me, just be true to who I am and continue to work hard and, never let anybody silence me or, any doubt get to me.
I know that you're going to tell me that you're just happy to get drafted wherever you get drafted. But is there a quarterback or two that you would be like, man, it'd be really cool if I got drafted by that team to link up with that quarterback?
Man, I don't know. It's at least 32 good quarterbacks in the league. You're a starter on any team, you're a good quarterback. I don't care. So honestly, I don't care, man. I could.
GMs take notes. He's not gonna say a stupid quote to the media. That's what I take from there. Because if you would have got on and been like Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, it would have been a headline out. Jalen Lane wants to play with Patrick Mahomes. Then people be like, oh well, he doesn't want to play with Justin Herbert. So that's always a question. I feel rotten asking it, but you never know if there's sometimes a story of like, oh, you grew up watching, Aaron Rodgers and how surreal something like that would be. But that's got to be kind of nuts for you though, that you're going to be going into a locker room where there are some big time players that you grew up watching. And I know it's a business, but that's going to be pretty cool that that's going to be right around the corner.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. It's all a blessing, man. Not a lot of people get to experience this. So, like I said, I'm just taking in every moment. And I know when I get into that locker room, I'm going to be ecstatic, ready to work and, be able to provide, help for my team, things like that. So,
well, Jalen, really enjoyed the conversation today. Good luck. We hope to hear your name nice and early in the NFL draft. And thanks for doing this.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. There he is, Jalen Lane. Love that conversation with him. Can't wait to now see where he's going to go in the NFL draft. We'll come on back. We'll talk more about Luka returning to Dallas last night with the Lakers and having that big performance and getting that victory. But first up with the latest update, here's Zach.